Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Full crew, Bob, Kelly, Andrew, we're all in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, and we're glad you're with us. Full show today. Former Southern Miss baseball pitcher Ben Wade is in the studio with us. He pitched for the great Corky Palmer. Luke Johnson is going to join us later in the show. Return appearance. He just came back from a trip of a lifetime, and I'm going to talk to him about that and get him to share that with you. But we want to start the show, first of all, by thanking our opening show sponsor, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, for all their support of our program and Southern Miss Athletics. It is a great place to take your family for dinner tonight. All right, our first guest made 71 appearances as a Golden Eagle pitcher, 21 this year, a six-year career with the Golden Eagles. So he's a black and gold guy for life. There's no question about that. Chandler Best joins us, and Chandler, it's great to have you back on the show, and I want to ask you what we've asked some of your other departing teammates here in the last week or so. What's it like to know that your collegiate baseball career has now been completed?
Yeah, it's definitely weird for sure, considering how much time I spent in Hattiesburg and just all the good memories. It's kind of sad to see it go, but I'm really grateful to say that I've been a part of a lot of good teams and a lot of good memories and a lot of historic moments for this program. So I feel like my time there was well spent for sure.
Yeah, Chandler, you were, I think it's fair to say, you're fortunate in the respect that you were a member of the team when they really rode this great wave of success that they've had. And to me, things really took that next step forward when you guys knocked LSU out of the regionals. You were a part of that, and man, it's just been a glorious ride, hadn't it?
Yeah, it's been really, really fun. Yeah, that year where we hosted our first regional of my career, and getting to do it at home in front of the fans and beating LSU in that championship game was definitely one of the better memories that I've had. And I kind of feel like we just kind of, once we took that step, we kind of just kept it going and carried it into the following years, hosting the Super Regional and just beating a lot of really good teams. I feel like it kind of maybe just set the standard for us a little bit.
And fun fact, Chandler, your 71 career appearances is tied for number 10 all-time in program history. But I just want to ask you, what's next? What's on the horizon for you?
I'm currently job searching while I finish up my MBA. I'll graduate at the end of July, so at the end of next month, with my MBA, my master's in business, and we'll be getting a job. I plan to stick around Hattiesburg for the next year or so. Going to get an apartment and probably try to get out to the 16-ounce lounge at the Pete and give the other bullpen some hell and cheer on my guys.
Do you foresee baseball somehow popping back into your life, or are you maybe looking forward to the next chapter?
I'm looking forward to the next chapter. I plan on using both my business degrees and taking my competitive nature maybe somewhere in the business world, but I wouldn't rule out the possibility of me maybe getting into coaching or scouting or development or something baseball maybe down the road. I definitely wouldn't rule it out just because my love for the game and how much it really means to me. So, never know.
Because of the the COVID of 2020, we've got a lot of players now, Chandler, that have had six-year careers, not just at Southern Miss, but at other schools. I think comparatively speaking, when pitchers always come in as freshmen or what have you, they come in as more throwers necessarily than pitchers. Tell us how you evolved to become into a pitcher, and what were the biggest strides that you made over your career to bring you to that point where you could call yourself and think of yourself as I am a pitcher?
Yeah, I'd say just working with Coach Ostrander from the time I was 17 years old as a freshman until I was 23 as a senior, kind of the pitching standpoint kind of comes for me as a pitch development standpoint. So when I came in, I was mostly a fastball changeup. I had never really been able to throw a very good breaking ball. And so that's something we kind of worked on, because as a left-hander in Division I baseball, you need to have a good breaking ball to attack lefties in situational moments. And so that's something we really honed in on, was developing a slider and a good breaking ball to complement my fastball and changeup. And I also say just the strike-throwing ability. That's something Coach Oz is really known for. I'm sure you guys know it well enough. It's really talked about that Coach Oz usually does a really good job of developing guys to pound the strike zone, and that's something we really worked on from the mental and physical sides from the time I first got to campus. So I feel like it really helped me evolve to being a pitcher. I feel like being a pitcher, kind of, you really just got to get ahead in counts and be able to control all your pitches, and that's something that he's really good at doing with guys.
And I've asked, you'd mentioned in your question to Andrew that you were looking forward to the next chapter of your life. Other guys, not necessarily on the Southern Miss team, but I've talked to other baseball players in your shoes, and some have actually used the word scared, because baseball is all they've ever known. Whether it was the fall or the spring or whatever, they don't know what they're going to do with their lives not being involved playing on a baseball team. How did you reach the point spiritually or mentally that you're cool now, that your career's over and it's time to move on?
Yeah, like I said, I've had such a successful and memory-filled career at Southern Miss. I feel like the transition might be easier for guys like me and Carson Pato, if he's done, and just Matt Adams, some of my closest buddies, because I feel like it'd be different if I was at a school for 4 years and we didn't have much success and it all ended and I just felt like there was so much left out there, like some what-ifs and like just some successes that I wish I had. But I mean, we were all blessed enough to be at such a great university for so long and have so many, so many wins and so many great moments that I feel like looking back on it, I can truthfully say that I gave it all I had, and I have so many good memories and friends to look back on and be thankful for that. I'm just really glad it happened. And I feel like it is kind of scary going into the real world for sure. I've never had to look for a full-time job and get my own apartment and all of these things. But I feel like, in a way, it's almost kind of exciting. It's kind of a new chapter in my life, and it's part of growing up. So it's something I look forward to doing. But I'm still going to be in Hattiesburg and staying close to a lot of my good friends that are graduating with me. So I think it'll be fun.
No baseball player ever leaves Hattiesburg, Chandler, it seems. And those that have to go away always seem to come back, which we're happy to have you guys here. A couple minutes left. I don't know that we've ever asked a player this question, but we've talked about this a good bit. Chandler, why do you think Southern Miss has been so successful in not losing its key players to the portal like so many other schools have? Only one that I recall that was really an integral part of the team has ever left under those circumstances. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy from the outside looking in to say that it's because we win a lot of games or we're good at developing players and stuff like that. But I can honestly say I feel like it's from the inside. I feel like it's from the culture that these coaches build inside and the relationships in the locker room. Like, we're all so close-knit that I feel like it's almost like it's always super emotional for guys when they leave. Like, in the past, when we do have guys leave, it's like a really hard decision, I feel like, for guys. I feel like sometimes some guys would rather just stick it out and have great relationships than transfer somewhere and not have great relationships and get to keep playing more. And I feel like it's just a testament to how close our teams are, and I feel like it starts with the coaching staff preaching to us about team chemistry and being a brotherhood, and the strength coach we have, and both the McAvickas. It's really just the whole culture inside the locker room, I feel like, that just helps retain guys, I think.
My observation is a really close-knit family.
Yeah,
and it's
sure.
It's a fraternity that only you guys can be a part of. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, 100%. I think you hit the nail on the head. It definitely feels like you're part of something special when you're there, and we feel special. These fans make us feel special when we're out in public, and someone comes by our table at dinner and wants to take a picture with you, or a kid recognizes you. It's a really special place, and it makes everyone feel special, and everyone loves it here.
Well, you've been a big part of it, Chandler. There's no question about that. 71 appearances over 6 years, and we're all grateful for your contribution to this baseball program, and we wish you nothing but the very best.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I appreciate y'all.
Hey, Chandler, real quick before you go, now that you're going into the real world, will you still get the Ozzie Pratt discount at Mercury Woodfire?
I haven't asked that question, but I sure hope so. We're going to have a
there's going to be a problem.
That's
Is
right.
that what you're saying, Chandler?
Yeah, there will be a problem if I'm not getting that discount.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Chandler Best, everybody. What a great character. All right, we've got a former pitcher in the studio with us, Ben Wade. I'm curious to see if that culture that Chandler Best just described existed when Ben was here playing for the one and only Corky Palmer. Ben Wade next in the Eagle Hour Southern Bank Corps studio.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Chandler Best for joining. It's been fun talking to these young men that are ending their baseball careers, and Chandler Best moving into the real world. I guess, Kelly, we all have to do it.
I've just been amazed at the number of these guys that are getting master's degrees.
Correct. That's really good, though. And they're all staying here, have you noticed? Not one of them said they're leaving.
Now they're all looking for jobs, though, too. I'm sure if Nashville came calling with a nice offer.
Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street sponsors this segment of the program. That's, of course, where you get all your Southern Miss apparel, and we always want you to say hello to Miss Kathleen. Also want to thank MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, 7329 U.S. 98 West. Great new facility. Great, great store for your home, for your lawn, for your garden. Fully stocked. Tons and tons of merchandise, thousands of square feet, and a great local staff that's eager to serve you. That's at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. And before we move on, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Kelly, you brought this fine guest in the studio. I'll let you introduce him.
Ben Wade is with us, who played for Corky Palmer in the early 2000s. A right-handed pitcher, graduated from North Forest High School. I think in the history of the show, Ben, this is the only time we've ever had back-to-back North Forest grads, with Jeff Cook being on yesterday and you on today. And we welcome you. Of course, born in Mississippi, then moved to Alabama, only to come back to Mississippi and play your sophomore, junior, and senior years at North Forest. And for Coach Freeman, Oliver Johnson had been there for many, many years. But as we welcome you, North Forest back in the day, you know, had some pretty good, you know, athletic teams, but you didn't have the advantage of being in the Hattiesburg baseball network, so to speak, because you had been living in Alabama. So what put Ben Wade's name on the map at Southern Miss in the recruiting process?
Oh, man. Well, hey, look, thank you guys for having me. First of all, it's a lot of fun to be here. But, man, I think – so, yeah, my story is a little bit unique in that. And I always kind of felt like an outsider a little bit in high school because I didn't have the Dixie Youth connections here in Hattiesburg. But it was a camp – I believe the summer after my sophomore year. So always was interested in Southern Miss. Our family was still in Hattiesburg, even when we lived in Alabama. And so my grandparents were here, and we would come back every summer and holidays. And so we were Southern Miss fans in Northeast Alabama, right? And so, and then with the North Forest connection and Jeff Cook, and just took a lot of interest in Southern Miss, and it was a place that I always had my eyes on. And so when we moved back down here, just always wanted to play at Southern Miss. And so went to a camp summer after sophomore year. And I'll never forget, we were in the bullpen, which is what's the visitor's bullpen now. And Coach Palmer got up out of his chair during one of my bullpen sessions.
Which just to get Corky up out of his chair was something.
And started calling my pitches. Like, I remember that. Kind of took notice, started calling my pitches, telling me what to throw. And my bullpen session was over. And he said, "Hey, you're going to be an Eagle one day." And I really think that was the first time in my life that I was like, "Oh, I might have a shot," you know, like to play. And from that conversation, it was, "Hey, I'm going to Southern Miss. That's where I'm going to play if I have the chance."
What is your favorite Corkyism or just Corky stories that you've got off the top of your head?
Oh, man, you know, so listening to Chandler in the earlier segment, it hit me. I told Patrick Ezell the other day. Good friend of mine, former teammate. Right. I told him the other day, I said, "Hey, you realize that to these guys that are playing now, what's the equivalent is the guys that were playing in 1984, 1985 for us." You know, that was a hard pill to swallow because we were talking the same thing. He was headed to speak somewhere, and he was like, "Hey, what story should I share?" But, man, I think one of the things about Coach Palmer that was always so unique is what he would be convinced early on that we were going to lose the game, you know, like it would be we would be two or three batters in and he was convinced that, like, we might as well move on to the next one, you know. And Coach Barry would spend quite a good bit of time to just say, "Hey, just hang in there with us a little longer," you know. And then so that always kind of stands out. But
When Chandler Best, when you were in the studio and Chandler Best was talking about the culture at Southern Miss, Ben Wade, I couldn't help but see you nodding your head that you totally understood what he was talking about. Take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that is what makes this place so special and unique. My career did not pan out and play out like I had envisioned or like Coach Palmer had envisioned, honestly. You know, I signed and came on at a time, I think, about that 2004-05 time was about two or three regionals in a row, you know, like that's kind of where that run started, like in 2003. And that program had really begun to be built with a lot of local guys and a lot of local talent. And I was just kind of in that mix of one of those next ones. And then just honestly, from a career standpoint, it didn't really work out. I've dissected it for years of why not, but there's, you can say what ifs and all those things forever, but it just didn't. The outcome of it wasn't, but I wouldn't change anything because of the relationships and because of the culture. I do think that's what makes the place so unique.
And you did get into education, and now you are a minister. You're in the ministry at Venture at the main campus there on Lincoln Road Extension.
Yep.
It's a difference between being a classroom or an administrator as an educator and being a minister. How did that evolve?
Well, you know, Kelly, I think, there's a calling, you know, and in education, my next step after Southern Miss was to the classroom and some coaching. And then, like you said, I moved into some school administration, and then 5 years ago went on staff at Venture Church. I think that's just it was a real unique calling for me that the Lord had on my life, that I probably suppressed for a long time of being in ministry. And it's all about relationships, right? Like investing in people, encouraging people, and just trying to be light where you are, you know. And so that's sort of how that happened, is that the opportunity arose for me to come on staff at Venture Church. And you know, at that point in my life, I can remember looking at my wife and saying, hey, to everybody around us, this doesn't make sense. This move doesn't make sense. But to me, it doesn't make sense to not do this.
And basketball was actually your favorite sport.
Man, I loved it. Still love hoops.
But that didn't pan out. Have you ever seriously sat back and go, I just don't understand how any of this has happened?
I know. Yeah, for sure. Because you know what's even crazier? To say basketball being one of my favorite sports, that's what I spent the most time coaching. Like, while I was in education, was coaching basketball. Kyle Rohn, I was Kyle's assistant coach at Petal High School.
Former Southern Miss assistant coach.
That's right. And so, man, loved basketball. And so, no, I don't know. I am a proponent of all the sports. Like, I would encourage, man, parents and kids, play them all. When the seasons roll around, I think we lose a little bit of joy too early. When we play out of season, you know, I can always remember as a kid, I loved basketball. Whatever the season was, that's what I loved the most. Baseball season came around, I was excited about baseball. Football season comes around, I was excited about football. You know, basketball season rolls around, you get excited about it.
And a lot of baseball coaches have said, I like a guy that's been in a three-point stance because football tends to toughen him up. And if there's a complaint about young baseball players, it's that they're emotionally soft. And that they've been coddled a little bit too much.
Well, I just think there's value in so many different experiences, so many different perspectives, doing hard things in different ways, right? Learning to be on different types of teams, learning to respond to different types of coaches, like all of the getting up off the ground when you get knocked down, right? Like all of the different lessons that all the different sports teach you. I told you before we came on air, I've never looked back and said, hey, I regret playing this, but I look back often and say, I wish I would have played this sport, right? Like, I wish I'd played them all.
And you don't have an answer as to why you gave up basketball.
No, I really don't. I think I began to kind of buy into a little bit of like that specialization thought process. You know, hey, I think baseball is where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing. It's what I want to try. And so I kind of bought into that a little bit.
I want to go back to how you know, you wouldn't change anything. You wish, but in the sense of you wish your career would have gone differently. You wrote it out, though. And this is a day and age where people do not ride things out, especially in the college realm. Mm. What was perhaps the biggest lesson you learned when you kind of hit that rough patch?
Man, honestly, I'm still learning them. Andrew, I don't know that as a 22, 23-year-old kid, I could articulate it and still struggle as a 39-year-old to articulate well the lessons, man, that we learned, that I learned. I do know that's a season and a time in our life for so many athletes where it's the first time you really encounter failure. And what happens on the other side of that and how you navigate through that, man, is a big factor. Is a big factor in that. And so I think I'm still learning those lessons. I know that's not necessarily a clear answer for you, but even at 39, 20, what's that? What's it been now?
A long time.
Long time. You know, still learning and unpacking those things.
Ben Wade, former pitcher at Southern Miss out of North Forest High School, now on the staff at Venture Church. Thanks for your insight, Ben. Always good to talk to you. And we're glad it finally happened. You came on the show today. When we come back, Dr. Luke Johnson. Yes, Dr. Luke Johnson will be with us as the Eagle Hour rolls on in a moment.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank our guests Ben Wade and Chandler Best for joining us. Always good to hear from Golden Eagle baseball players in the show. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, right there in the shadow of the rock, where you can get a great meal, you can get a great dinner, and you always catch the big game. Kelly, tell us about the BeQuick 60th anniversary.
Okay, well, first of all, BeQuick is the Shell station located on the corner of Highway 98 and Hegwood Road out in Oak Grove.
Yes, sir.
So if you're turning to go to Optimus Park to take the kids to baseball or whatever, it's that Shell station that's right there. Celebrating their 60th anniversary, you go in there and ask for their Buffalo decal. And normally I know people aren't big fans of putting stuff on their cars, but if you do here, they're going to have spotters driving around the area trying to spot these cars that have those decals on them. And if yours has one, then they'll post the winning car numbers and stuff, license tags, at the location there at BeQuick, and you could win a fabulous prize if that sticker is found on your car.
And Andrew, can you tell me anything about the Pine Belt News?
I can if you want me to.
Go right ahead.
You can subscribe for $35 a year. We cover all sports and news in Forest and Lamar counties. If you live outside those counties, it's $55 annually per year. And then we've got Signature Magazine that just comes with your subscription. So
wow,
check it out.
And would you provide any autograph pictures or anything for annual prescriptions?
You know, out of all the things that you've volunteered me for on the show, that is one I could do, although they might have to provide the picture.
They'd have to provide
the Lamar County Sheriff's Office, they can just cut those numbers out.
You just cut that out.
From underneath
them. There's some of them on their website.
You can even get a profile shot if you prefer.
Our next guest has never been arrested by the Lamar County Sheriff's Office or anybody else, and he's a dear, dear friend to all of us here. And it's always great when we hear Luke Johnson's voice and have him back on the show. And so I called Luke this morning because, Luke, you just took a trip. You and your beautiful wife took a trip to Normandy, and you actually were on Utah Beach the morning of the anniversary of the invasion. To me, that's just one of the great trips would be of anyone's lifetime. Just kind of give us a brief synopsis of what you saw and what that experience was like before we move on to sports.
Well, hey guys, good to be back, and it's good to know that Andrew gets volunteered for things as well. So I wasn't the only one to experience that. No, when I was thinking through graduation and Lauren's birthday is in early June, and so we wanted to do something pretty amazing. And I have a cousin that's been going, taking World War II vets to Normandy for almost 10 years, and we got invited to join her team. And so, yeah, we went, spent a few days in Paris, and then made our way to Normandy Monday a week ago, so the week of D-Day. The first night, guys, we threw Lauren a surprise birthday party, and two World War II vets were there singing happy birthday to her. Pretty amazing all week long to be in those hallowed places. I spent some time on Omaha Beach, spent some time at Point de Hoc, spent some time in Caratan, and you're seeing places where, you know, Easy Company and the rest of the 101st liberated towns. But Bob, you mentioned it. On D-Day morning, we got to Utah Beach around 6 a.m. and we're there at H hour at 6:30. The sun was coming up. And just to look at those beaches and to think about the cost, and not just Omaha and Utah, but Gold Store, Juneau, and, of course, Point de Hoc, and I actually met a World War II vet named Mr. Warren Goss. He's 100 years old. I put a picture on social media yesterday, anybody that wants to see it. He was on the first wave at Utah Beach, and he was back this year visiting those places. It's overwhelming. A couple of other things that really stood out. One of the vets that sang happy birthday to Lauren, he liberated the town of St. Marie de Mont, which is right behind Utah Beach. My cousin produced a documentary called The Girl Who Wore Freedom, and it tells the story of a little girl who was 5 years old at the time of the invasion, and her mom made her an American flag dress out of paratrooper material, out of the paratrooper's parachutes. And it's a pretty iconic historical picture. So she was in the town that was liberated on June the 7th. One of the vets that sang happy birthday to Lauren was a 100-year-old guy named Don Carter. He rode in and liberated St. Marie de Mont on June the 7th in Sherman tanks. And he met this French lady And they had never met before. He liberated her town 81 years ago, and I saw them meet for the first time. And there were a lot of tears in the room. Hmm. All week long, people coming up, thanking us for bringing World War II vets, thanking us for what our country did to liberate them. So it was one of those trips you'd be hard-pressed to find something more memorable, and the experiences that Lauren and I had over 7 days. It was amazing.
Yeah. It sounds remarkable. Imagine how remarkable it is, Kelly, that you survived the first wave of D-Day. You survived all of that, and then you lived to be 100 years old, and you were so healthy that you could go back to the anniversary.
I think it could be a blessing and kind of a curse. I imagine that there are a lot of melancholy, a lot of,
I'm sure,
you know, bad. And my father actually trained some of those guys in the LSTs.
Yeah, no.
So it was. There's a lot of memory on the Sander side as well. But what a cool experience!
Oh, just a bucket lift trip, buddy. And you know, kudos to you for going over there. And I know from our friendship how personal that is to you, and what a supporter you are of veterans and all of those that have sacrificed on our behalf. And I'm grateful to you for that. All right. While you were gone, Golden Eagles in the baseball season, but 47 wins against what, 15 losses, Andrew?
16
losses. Still another remarkable year, Luke, but is it fair to say that we've reached a level where even a year like that, in the end, you still feel some disappointment?
Yeah, I was staying up late, getting up early to follow games on the plane and even when we were in Paris. But, yeah, it's one of those things, and you guys probably talked about this leading up to the regional, but it's one of those things now where if you're, you know, a Southern Miss baseball program is given the benefit of the doubt in committee rooms and, you know, national polls. You looked at, you know, after the Marshall series early on, and, you know, this team was going to be a 2 or 3 seed somewhere, and you end up hosting and you end up being 47 wins. I think for a lot of people, you know, the stumbling game one of the regional was where the disappointment was, because the guys, man, they played their tails off. And how about Carson Pato? You know, I'm late to the party commenting on all this, I know, but, you know, what a way to go out. I think the disappointment comes because you had, you know, a Ferris Trophy winner, and you had a potent lineup, and one game got them, you know. But that's the way baseball is. But you want to talk about 47 wins, you host the regional, you win 24 games in the conference, and you're coming second place because Coastal is now in the College World Series. But I tell you what, we just reload, and they'll reload, and some of these pieces that are going to be gone that you'll get drafted or graduated, I was just going to reload. I mean, people don't need to take it for granted, because it's pretty amazing what's happening.
Luke, as an M Club member, and with Charles Huff now coming in to take over the football
Hall
race.
Of Fame member.
Too. Oh, Hall of Fame member.
And doctor.
Well. And doctor.
And that's doctor.
Right. Dr. Luke
and
Johnson.
And married to Lauren.
Yeah. That's the most important
one. That's the big
one.
Yeah,
that's the big one.
I want to ask, I'm going to ask you a question and as to how you answer it, because we're getting a lot of these questions now. How's the Eagle football team going to be this year? What are realistic expectations? What do you think about Coach Huff? Go.
Well, you've got, I was going through the schedule today, just glancing at it. I mean, you got, what, 4 out of the first 5 games at home? And then you got 3 out of 4 on the road, and then you close with 2 of 3 at home. I mean, 7 home games, you got a big opportunity. The Jacksonville State and of course, the Mississippi State will be kind of the toss-up games. But, I mean, you could be 3-2, possibly 4-1 if things go right through that. I do think because of the previous coaching staff, people may have more realistic expectations now and understanding, you know, what it takes. At the same time, we've seen what Charles Huff did with flipping the roster absolutely upside down, top, what, 5 portal class in the country. So, I would expect at least 7 wins. Maybe 8. I don't think I'm out of bounds by saying that. I don't want to be unrealistic on that. I think any of us would take a winning season. If you told me that right now, I'd take it. But I do think with the experience that comes back, and because a lot of these guys aren't learning new systems, right? I mean, a core positions, particularly at quarterback, and some of the others, they're just implementing what where they came from. So I think that's crucial, and I think that's what probably positive expectations won't be like unrealistic in that sense of winning season.
Hey, man, thanks for jumping on. It's always good to hear from you, and glad you and Lauren got to experience that magical trip, brother.
Absolutely. Good to hang with you guys. Have a great day.
All right, Luke Johnson. Dr. Luke Johnson. And don't you forget it.
More about the football team, though, in news and notes. Athlon has come out with its first projections for the upcoming football season. You guys?
Yeah, what do they know?
Are you there? Hello? Am I breaking?
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Some days it's a good thing we don't have Super Talk TV on the Eagle Hour.
Right? Well, I heard something about in one of our ads during one of the breaks about Super Talk Mississippi TV.
Now, they know better than to put it on this show.
But we're not going to be on.
No.
Okay.
I think we'd get canceled.
I think probably. Andrew just sharing some pictures of some future Southern Miss athletes that are coming in.
I would just have to.
I was informing. Hang on now. You're making me sound bad. Let's hold the phone there. I was informing them of
future athletes. If the TV's going to be on
soccer,
I'm going to have to upgrade my clothing significantly.
Significantly is an understatement.
Hey, the homeless didn't even want these clothes,
no,
Bob.
I can understand. The smell of smoke is just overwhelming.
Don't want things waste.
D-Bat on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds doesn't wear clothes that were in fire sales, but maybe Kelly can introduce him to that. D-Bat on Hardy Street, great place to take your kids for baseball and softball training. A state-of-the-art facility. We're trying hard to get Luke on the show.
Yeah.
Luke, if you're listening, Luke Reynolds, if you're listening, we want you to come be on the Eagle Hour. All right. Also, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, and Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. We love all our sponsors, and we're very grateful, very, very grateful to them for that. All right, Andrew, give us some information, some news, some information, something solid to close this show out with.
I mean, you know, it is summer, but I do have, like, I guess, Mississippi, New Orleans-ish news, if people care about that.
Yeah, and I've got the Athlon football news.
And
maybe another day we'll talk about the future soccer player.
Okay, I mean, there's a lot of future soccer players coming
into
the
particular
program. Okay, anyway. Jeez. UNO has hired a baseball coach.
Tell us who it is, Andrew.
It is Andrew Gibson, who was the Belhaven coach for the last 3 years, who I'm sure many people realize took them to several super regionals. So I thought that was interesting. You know, the Southern Miss plays.
Certainly
UNO.
Knows the recruiting landscape around here.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Kelly, for contributing. I'm like somebody who can't get their head out the gutter.
Yes, Andrew's mind is a little scattered.
Not
here.
Not mine. Like,
in other news and notes, the Athlon
thank you, Kelly,
have come out with their first football prognostications, their first football magazine for the upcoming fall, and they have put out where they think Southern Miss and how Southern Miss is going to do under Charles Huff in their first year. In the excuse me, That was that shrimp salad I had for lunch. And then in the West, they've got Texas State winning the West.
Again,
yes. And maybe they'll do better than they did last year when they were projected to win the West. And Bob, alas and alack, guess who they have winning the Eastern Division?
James Dam Madison.
That is correct. Right. That's correct. Right. Now you got to hit the dinger because you got that one right. Now,
how's Southern Miss going to do? According to
I'm going
to
get there. All right. In the East, they've got James Madison winning it with a close second to Old Dominion, which has slowly been on the rise. In the West, they've got Texas State winning it, followed by Louisiana, then Arkansas State, then South Alabama, then Southern Miss. They've got the Eagles picked fifth in the West.
Behind I would like Arkansas to point out State? Georgia Southern was picked to finish second. Old Dominion was third.
Thank you.
And Arkansas State?
But Arkansas State, I mean, they've been Butch Jones has been there and kind of revamping that program.
They've been on the up and up. I'm a little surprised with South Alabama being in third, but yeah. I guess there's some consistency because they've hired within. Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a weird year for the Sun Belt.
But I wonder how much. And of course, a lot of those things are for entertainment purposes, and people who are just gung ho football can't wait for the season to get here. But I wonder if it's not really an indictment on Coach Huff or Southern Miss necessarily. It's just okay. It's a first year coach with a team that was lousy last year. So how can you justify really picking them any
really,
higher than where they are?
It's a different team, isn't it, Andrew? It's a different team almost completely than last year.
Yeah. Interestingly, Marshall was picked to finish seventh in the East. So,
another team, with a new coach.
Uh-huh.
So, I just think the trend is to, you know, regardless of what the talent might be like or the coaching staffs, teams with new coaches don't tend to get the respect in these preseason prognostications. No. And when you look at the preseason prognostications, no, they weren't even close to the way the standings finished last year.
But also, I think you know. We still are thinking of, you know, football coaches particularly get 3-4 years to, you know, kind of build the program in their eyes in the past. Correct. Now with the portal, I mean, 1 year, I mean, maybe two max is kind of the leash now. So I think that's another thing to consider now.
Real quick, only about 25 seconds left. Andrew, I'm going to throw this at you. You do this for a living. Mississippi State, obviously a lower echelon SEC team. They didn't have a good year last year, but still an SEC football team. How big a test is that for Charles Huff to start the year?
Yeah, it's a strange game because I don't think either team is going to quite know what they have going into it. It is one of the strangest, got to be one of the strangest Southern Miss Mississippi State matchups in memory, as well as week one, because they were both really bad last year. And
right.
One could be better than the other, but one's supposed to win. I mean, I'm not a betting man, but if you like teams to cover spreads, I think that'd be one to bet on.
There we go. It's going to be here before we know it.
Media day next month.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back. Thank you, as always, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.